So a lawsuit against Pfizer is forcing hundreds of thousands of Pfizer documents to be released. Pfizer wanted these documents kept hidden for 75 years. And thankfully, a judge told them, nope. So according to Dr. Naomi Wolf, these thousands of documents include damning evidence against the pharmaceutical giant and against the FDA as well. They include evidence that Pfizer knew within a month that their vaccine did not actually work to stop COVID, whatever that is. And they were getting so many reports of adverse events that they needed to hire thousands of staff just to process all of the resulting paperwork. They knew about myocarditis. They knew about Guillain-Barré. They knew about all of the severe side effects or intended consequences of the bioweapon that they unleashed. The documents also show that there were 31% higher deaths in Pfizer's gold standard phase 3 clinical trial. What's missing from the documents is just as important as what's in them. 21 vaccinated patients died during Pfizer's clinical trial. The only way to know for sure whether the vaccine killed them is through proper histopathology, but the FDA never asked for it, and Pfizer never did it. And so here we are, 2.5 years later, millions of people sick or dropping dead or died suddenly and maimed or killed by the shot that they never needed to offer them for fake protection from a fake virus that they hardly needed to worry about in the first place. It's all here in these documents. Naomi Wolf is all over this story, and she joins us now to discuss this in greater detail. Naomi, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, so tell us about what's in these documents, and most importantly, what's not in these documents.
Yeah, equally shocking, both what is revealed and what is concealed. So you're absolutely right. These are tens and tens of thousands of documents released under court order through a lawsuit by attorney Aaron Seary. And indeed, Pfizer, well, the FDA, which is the custodian for these documents, had asked the court to keep the documents hidden for 75 years. And luckily, the judge said no. So that's why we have them. All that information I had feared would have gone into a black hole because of the vastness of the tranche and also because it's written very technical scientific language. But amazingly, 3,500 volunteers, medical and scientific experts, joined this greatest volunteer effort of which I'm aware and have been reading through these documents and releasing these reports under the War Room and my company Daily Clout's umbrella and under the leadership of our project director, Amy Kelly. So what they found, you've mentioned some of the, you know, some of the many shocking highlights. Well, here's one. They found that the vaccine doesn't work, and they found it within a month. They found within 30 days of rollout that the vaccine had what they called, Pfizer called, failure of efficacy or vaccine failure, and that the third most common side effect of having the vaccine was COVID. So all the subsequent 2.5 years of nonsense and mandates they knew was based on a vaccine that didn't work to stop COVID.
Of course, they knew that. I mean, the FDA, we just learned the other day on this program, was firsthand involved with the creation of SARS-CoV-2. The contracts show they were there at Fort Detrick and UNC, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, with Ralph Baric to whip up this gain-of-function weapon of biowarfare and ultimately deploy it on a world population.
That really explains a lot, because one of the things that immediately preceded my being deplatformed and smeared in June of 2021 was that I posted Ralph Baric's CV showing that he was actively involved in NIH-funded gain-of-function research and that he called it gain-of-function research. And that was right about the time that Dr. Fauci was lying about Dr. Baric having been involved or NIH having been involved in gain-of-function research. So that's a really disturbing part of this big picture that I don't fully yet understand why a bioweapon that's so damaging, so sterilizing, so disabling would be unleashed on us by our own military. But I guess that's a later part of the story. Some other highlights, as you noted, Pfizer knew in May of 2021 that 35 minors had their hearts damaged permanently, myocarditis, within a week after being injected with this vaccine. And of course, they did not reveal this, and the FDA knew, and there was not a press release from the FDA until 4 months later, August, after a huge PR and social media and public relations campaign with influencers aimed at young adults and at teenagers and at parents saying, vaccinate your teenager. They knew it caused myocarditis. Pfizer knew, like, when you look at the side effects in the Pfizer documents, on the CDC website, it says, maybe you'll get a headache, you might feel tired. Well, they knew that and it's right there in the Pfizer documents, that there were 43,000 adverse events within just 90 days of rollout. And at industrial scale, these are really interestingly, number one is joint pain. I know so many people, and no one disclosed this, right? CDC, FDA, Dr. Fauci, no one disclosed this. This is tens of thousands in the Pfizer document. I know so many healthy young people who have had shoulder replacements, knee injections, you know, older people, hip replacements, you know, their tendons dissolving. I mean, and they're in crippling pain. So this is directly recognized in the Pfizer documents. Number two is muscle pain, myalgia. I know so many people who are disabled through muscle pain, not mentioned in the side effects. The huge categories in the Pfizer documents are neurological events, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's, brain hemorrhages, tremors, convulsions, neuropathies, strokes at industrial scale. Heart damage, I've mentioned, but thrombocytopenia, clotting, blood problems, lung clots, leg clots, blood clots throughout the body. And they knew this. So these are massive, massive scales of injuries that are serious. And I could go on. And we've got 64 reports. The latest one was on immune responses, you know, 12 fatalities, most of them women. This is always the case in virtually every syndrome that we've seen. You know, women are like 3 to 1, or even more recently with anaphylactic shock, 8.5 to 1 women to men. So it's really a war on women in these documents, multi-organ war on women. But what you see is that there were over 1,200 fatalities in the first 3 months of rollout, and also in the SEC filing, Pfizer disclosed to the SEC, but not to the American public, that a common side effect of its injection was collapsing, right? And we've seen so many mysterious, you know, comedians, actors, musicians, athletes just drop it, you know, collapsing, fainting, sometimes dying right there. Well, the SEC knew, right? Because you have to tell the SEC the truth, but Pfizer did not tell the rest of us. I'm going to fast forward to the part that's kind of most disturbing.
Yeah.
Pfizer, you know, all the spokesmodels who were hired by the CARES Act and by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, basically bought up by our government to lie to us, assured us that the materials stay in the deltoid, in the injection site.
That's right.
Pfizer knew this was not true. They biodistribute within 48 hours to every organ in the body. And these are lipid nanoparticles, an industrial fat covered in polyethylene glycol, a petroleum byproduct, and also mRNA, of course, and spike protein. So within 48 hours, and Dr. Robert Chandler, who's a really distinguished sports physician who treated the Angels and the Lakers, he's one of our key experts. He wrote this report showing that these lipid nanoparticles are like what he calls a shotgun blast throughout the body. And so they accumulate in your spleen, your brain. Many people have noticed personality changes with their loved ones who've been injected with this, because lipid nanoparticles are designed to cross every membrane in the human body. So they cross the blood-brain barrier. They accumulate in your lymph. A lot of people, one of our biggest traffic reports was lymph nodes, because people are noticing that their lymph nodes are swollen. They're accumulating in your lymph nodes, your liver, your spleen, your adrenals. And if you're female, they accumulate in your ovaries. So early on, you know, another proximate reason I was deplatformed in June of 2021 was I noticed many women reporting menstrual problems post-injection. Well, now we know the mechanism. So these lipid nanoparticles, Dr. Chandler found, they accumulate in the ovaries with one shot, but there's no mechanism by which they leave the body. So then they accumulate more with the second shot. They accumulate more with the third shot. It's like the chart he found goes that way with bioaccumulation, and that way as it leaves your injection site. So it's just packing in more and more of this material into your body. And so the really horrifying thing in terms of this not being just a one-time assault on the human race, but going into the next generation, is that what you see, starting with the disruption or the damage of the ovaries by the lipid nanoparticles, is in the Pfizer documents, there's a 360-degree attack on every single aspect of human reproduction, and they knew it.
When you go to pray, you may picture God, you know, maybe on the phone with someone else and like, okay, I'll get to you right now. Give me just a second. And like, he's a little irritated with you. Maybe that's how you visualize God. No, my friend. When you go to pray, the Holy Spirit says, I've been waiting for you all day. When you go to that prayer room, you'll sense that love of the Spirit rush you. When you go to pray, the Holy Spirit throws his arms around you. He knows what goes on in your mind. He knows the thoughts you think. He sees the things you do in secret. He knows your motives. He knows your intentions. He knows you inside and out. And he still wants to be around you because he loves you that much, because he is that loving.
A Reddit user by the name of HD Gun has uploaded a baffling home security video that's left both skeptics and believers scratching their heads. The eerie footage, captured by the user's co-worker in the Tampa, Florida area, appears to show something quite strange. Take a look. The Tampa region is known for its afternoon rain showers during this time of year, making it more difficult to determine if the figure could be an artifact of the weather conditions or something more supernatural. Upon closer examination of the footage, some viewers have pointed out that when zoomed in and slowed down, it appears as though the figure grabs something before continuing on its way. This peculiar detail has further fueled the debate on whether this could be a ghost or simply a glitch in the camera. As the video continues to circulate and attract attention, viewers are left to wonder about the true nature of this mysterious, misty figure. Is it a genuine supernatural encounter or just an intriguing trick of the light? For now, the enigma remains unsolved.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters in Christ, we're another day closer to redemption. Yves Montand was a famous actor. He's seen here doing the vow of silence. He starred in at least one movie with Marilyn Monroe. He's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra with his hands, a gesture that is supposed to represent supreme enlightenment. It is not. It is the false light of Lucifer. And it's also the pride of humanity to pose like this. Marilyn Monroe does the same pose here. Now, if you haven't seen thousands of videos, you might just think this is a coincidence. You might just think that this is just pictures, shut up already, or something like that. But if you research that this pose is actually something, it's not nothing, it's not just posing, it's not just random. No, there's meaning to this pose, and it seems like at least everyone famous, even not famous people do this, but people that are famous, actors, musicians, whatever, they do signs, symbols, and agendas, and this is one of them. This is the most prideful gesture I've ever seen in my life, right? It's supposed to represent supreme enlightenment. It is not. It's the false light of Lucifer. Do you think that Jesus Christ, God, wants or needs us to do secret, occult, hidden in plain sight, signs, symbols? And the agendas aren't hidden in plain sight. They're just out in the open. But the signs and symbols are definitely hidden in plain sight. The average person just sees Marilyn Monroe not doing anything different, right? But he's doing it there with his hands. She's doing it there with her hands. Brothers and sisters, God bless you.
What's happening? Lacey, that's the power of God on you. It's the power of God on you. And you're the brother, are you? That's the power of God on you. What's wrong?
It's in my throat and on my tongue. It won't come out.
She says there's something on her tongue and she can't. There's something on her tongue and she can't get it off.
Tonight?
Yeah, now. Oh,
okay, right. Come stand up, Lacey. Come stand up, Lacey. Yeah, God loves you, Lacey. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out of your spine. It's coming out. The mighty name of Jesus Christ is coming out. It's coming out. Yep. Just spit it out. Spit it out. It's coming out. Spit it all out. Spit it out. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's the power of God on you. I believe you're free. Praise God. We'll wipe the floor later. Praise God. That's the power of God on your back, on your spine. That's your scoliosis under the power of God. Under the power of God. Under the power of God. We command the spine straighten in Jesus' name. Spine. I'm talking to you. Straighten. Now. Now. There it goes. There it goes. That's your spine straightening. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The doctor will tell you you got scoliosis. He can't see the demons, though. You understand what I'm saying? Wow. Praise. You feel the power of God on your back? You feel that?
Yeah.
That's the mighty power of Jesus Christ on your back. Wow. Wow. Praise God. Okay, Lacey, just come here for a moment. Come over here, Alex. Just come around here. That's right. Move that leg. Did she have trouble walking, or is it just the power of God? It's the power of God. All right, just turn to me, Lacey. All right, we're just going to let you lie on the floor so you can have surgery, all right? You're having surgery, but I want you lying on the floor. Okay? So just relax, Lacey. Right, here we go. It's just me, Lacey. So that's your back straightening, okay? Lacey, what does it feel having surgery?
It's light. Hey? I feel really light.
You feel light. That's because you've been delivered. That's because you've been delivered. Do you know how these demons came into you, Lacey?
No.
The main thing is that we know how they got out. Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We're with Stephanie here today. And so you said you have back problems that come on and off from time to time. Yep. And I told you sometimes it's because one leg's longer than the other.
Right.
So we're going to check your leg right now and see what happens.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to shoot the video for me?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. So just have a seat right here.
Yeah.
Just have a seat on the floor. All right. Good. So to check your legs here, just give me your feet. Make sure you don't fall backwards. Yep. You might want to put your hands on the back of the cooler or something. All right, so we're just going to lift your legs up here. Am I hurting you?
Nope.
Okay. All right, and we're going to check and see. Oh, my goodness. Look at
wow.
You. Look at that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Come back here. Come look right here. Okay.
Come on this
now. Which Stephanie, could you come here, please?
Which leg is shorter?
Look at
the difference.
It's got to be an inch and a half. Okay.
Stand over him and look.
You see it yourself?
Yeah, come okay. On over.
Now, I am pushing,
come on.
Look at not pulling. If I pull your leg,
You call me on it.
Okay.
Okay, so could you point at the short leg and command it to grow in Jesus' name?
In Jesus' name, leg, I command you to grow.
There it goes. Watch it.
You see it?
Wow. Check it out.
You see the leg coming out?
Did you do that?
Praise God.
No, I didn't see it.
Do you see the difference now?
Yeah, I see it now.
Did you do that? Did you move your leg?
If I was moving it, no.
No.
Ei tullutkaan sitä listasta, että yhdessä on sitä vielä, mutta mä en tiedä. Mä kuulen, että puhelin sen kanssa, että on tuota. Oh, yes. Juuri, että sä saat vähän. Sain sen puhuttua. Mä sain puhuttua. No.